famous American folk tale.
When John Henry was a little baby, he was sitting on his mammy's knee. Well, he picked up a slide rule and a book on mathematics, saying, thinking's gonna be the job for me. Saying, thinking's gonna be the job for me.
When John Henry was just a little baby, he decided that when he grew up, he was gonna be a thinking man.
And it filled him.
So he decided to go to college and study all about thinking. He did, and he learned all about algebra and thinking, geometry and thinking, trigonometry and thinking, calculus and thinking.
He always had in trouble with English, though.
Grammar's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Grammar's gonna be the death of me.
Well, in Greek either.
Homer's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Homer's gonna be the death of me.
Well, John Henry finished college. He became a very competent thinker.
Which is unusual.
And he went out in the business world, where they do a lot of heavy thinking, and got a job as a thinking man. Well, his first job was with the John Birch Society, thinking up communists. He had a little trouble with his next job, though. That was with the Ford Motor Company. He thought up the Edsel.
Then John Henry got a job with the CIA, thinking up excuses.
As you all know, the government is very economy-minded, concerned with cutting down on costs. So one day the CIA brought in an efficiency expert, trying to cut down on manpower. He looked around and hollered out,
automation, automation, automation. Now the expert said to John Henry, I'm gonna bring me a computer around. I'm gonna bring me a computer and electronic brain. Cybernetics gonna put the answer down. Computers help to keep the payroll down.
Now the man who invented the computer was from a place called MIT.
Well, he punched out cards and tapes by the yard, humming nearer, my God, to thee. Humming nearer, my God, to thee.
Now John Henry said to the inventor, oh, your tubes don't mean a damn.
All your wires and your circuits, they are just a modern quirk. It's never, ever gonna beat a thinking man. They are never gonna beat a thinking man.
So it was proposed that John Henry and the computer have a race.
The inventor punched out a card for the computer.
John Henry stepped into the isolation booth.
Ralph Edwards read him a question.
And the race was on.
John Henry started in a thinking, till his head glowed cherry red. There was smoke from his ears and his eyes poured tears, and he thunk till his brain dropped dead. Think, bang, thunk, thunk till his brain dropped dead. They took John Henry to the bug house, but still his legend grows. Now, please don't get us wrong. There's a moral to this song. Don't ever doubt the thinking power of men.
But on the other hand,
don't ever sell your stock in IBM.